You're listening to WYSO News on NPR One and at WYSO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. In the wake of Hurricane Harvey, state officials are cautioning Ohioans looking to help flood victims to watch out for charity scams. The warning comes from the Ohio Attorney General's office. And for the local perspective, we spoke with John North, president and CEO of the Dayton chapter of the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, with everything that we're seeing on television with Hurricane Harvey and the devastation, we haven't seen this kind of devastation in many, many years. And so the Better Business Bureau and also our BBB Wise Giving Alliance does have some tips as Americans always step up to the plate when things like this happen here locally or far as well. And so as you begin to open up your wallets and want to try and make a difference, first thing that we recommend is really make sure you're dealing with a trustworthy organization. You can go to give.org, that's G-I-V-E.org, and you can look up a charity across the United States, and you can see how they measure up against our 20 standards of trust. Also, you want to see if the charity has an on-ground presence in the impacted areas. Unless the charity already has staff there in the affected areas, it's going to be difficult for new aid workers to try and get in there and assist quickly. Of course, we know the organizations like American Red Cross. Our local chapter here has already sent an individual down there to provide some assistance. And places like the Salvation Army as well are already boots on the ground, ready to go, and already have a presence in that area.
John, you mentioned the BBB standards for charitable accountability, and it seems like folks are just constantly coming up with ways to try and scam the average citizen. So can you tell me a little bit about the process of making those organizations accountable or how you go about judging that?
Yeah, there are a lot of organizations, especially during times like this, and we can't even call them organizations, that set up phony names. So scam artists set up something that sounds a lot like a legitimate charitable organization that you might be familiar with, like the American Red Cross, could be the United States Cross, or something similar sounding to the United Way. So your BBB actually has 20 standards of trust that we hold charities all across North America accountable for. Within those 20 standards, we have areas such as we look at their board governance. There's a minimum number of required board members to have, and that's five. They have to have at least five board members. They have to also make sure that they're meeting a certain amount of times every year, and the minimum amount of times that they should be meeting is four. There's financial oversight. There's how they spend their money is a majority of the percentage, and that percentage says that they can't spend over 35% on management in general kinds of functions, fundraising kinds of functions. The majority of those funds have to go directly to programming. And they have to measure their effectiveness and the effectiveness of the CEO at least on a every other year basis.
Is this something that you work with the Ohio Attorney General's office on in combining these lists?
Actually, we work very closely with the Ohio Attorney General on a number of things. We actually have a contract, a memorandum of understanding with the Ohio Attorney General to share information. Usually it's related to businesses in the area and their business practices. Not often do we get in trouble with legitimate charities that we have in our database, but when there is a scam going on, and there are problems with an organization posing to be a charity, when it's impacted people here in our area or anywhere across the state of Ohio, we will get the Ohio Attorney General's office involved in that process.
And your organization has also issued some precautions when dealing with in-kind donations and crowdfunding. Can we talk about those issues?
Yeah, when it comes to in-kind donations, you know, there are three phases of a disaster like this. The first is going to be recovery. And so you're there and people are relief is the first. So relief, trying to get emergency aid in there, trying to help people as they can. And then the second is relief. And so that's getting what they need, getting housing set up, making emergency repairs where they can, getting an emergency shelter, and then recovery. And recovery is really the phase that those kinds of items donated are going to be good for. The best way to get things into the hands as quickly as possible is through those relief efforts and by donating dollars or donating your time. If you're available to volunteer for the American Red Cross or some of the other groups that have a presence there, that's the best way to get immediate attention and your resources down there. Also, as far as crowdfunding, there are a lot of crowdfunding sites. The issue that we have with it is that there's not an extensive amount of vetting that's going on with those crowdfunding sites. And so there may be individuals with the best of intentions setting up these crowdfunding sites, but there is no guarantee that that money is going to go to the disaster relief efforts that you want those funds to go to. The best time to use a crowdfunding site is when you're familiar with the organization or the individual that is being impacted by the crowdfunding, or you know a family member who has direct experience. It's an easy way to give. But then on the other hand, if you know of the individual, you know, you can always give money directly to them for assistance.
Does the Bureau offer advice for people being prepared for disasters in their own area?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing is after the disaster happens. You know, we have all the warnings that we can. We've experienced it, you know, about 10 years ago with Ike, when the remnants of Ike came through here. You know, be as prepared as you can, you know, stock up on all emergency supplies. But the biggest thing that we can do is afterwards, because what we see is a lot of storm chasers come into our area. And so when those storm chasers come in, oftentimes what we see is that they come in, they make a quick buck, and then they leave. Oftentimes they subcontract out some of the work. And then what happens when there's a problem later? And oftentimes we found with these storm chasers is that there is shoddy work. There are problems that come and happen later. And then many of the consumers have to spend more money to get a legitimate organization to come in, fix what should have been done right the first time.
You've also got a list of charities that are completely accredited by the Business Bureau.
That's right. You can go to bub.org/Dayton, and you can look up charities, and then you'll have a list, and we have over 500 here in our database for the Miami Valley alone.
John, that's all I had for you, but anything else to add?
No, I think you're good. Just be careful with your dollars. Americans have big hearts, and when they open up their wallets, they want to make sure that their dollars are going to the right recovery efforts and that those dollars are in their right hands.
John North is president and CEO of the Dayton chapter of the Better Business Bureau. John, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Jay. Take care.
Find more news on our website at wyso.org. For WYSO and NPR One, I'm Jerry Kenney.